The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading everywhere across the globe. Although news from Wuhan itself has died down a little, it didn't mean that they stopped working. In fact, the medical staff who went in from all over China worked harder than ever, and now, most of them have reached their breaking point. In addition to that, medical supplies are at an all-time low as well. According to Oriental Daily, the medical staff there said that N95 masks, goggles, protective clothing and gloves and other protective equipment are extremely scarce. Other than that, as they are dealing with a highly infectious disease, they wash their hands frequently, and because of that some of them have painful rashes on their hands. It doesn't stop there, as all of them need to wear masks and protective clothing for a long duration. Some of them have pressure ulcers on their foreheads and ears. They also said, wearing four layers of gloves makes it extremely clumsy to do things. We can't even open the packaging of medical equipment, so it is a huge challenge to help patients with injections. Sometimes, the medical staff would rather not eat or drink any water 2 hours prior to entering the isolation ward so as to save time. The nursing staff's mouths are always blistered, and there have been instances of them passing out due to low blood sugar and/or low oxygen levels. They are not only physically exhausted but also mentally as well, and they say, although we are professional caregivers, we are also human, and like others, we feel helpless, anxious and fearful. We are the group most at risk of contracting coronavirus disease in 2020. At the time of writing this article, here are currently 1,716 medical staff in China infected with the coronavirus, and about 9 of them have passed on. About 14,000 medical support staff have come from all over China to help out, but it is not enough. But we need more assistance. We ask nurses and medical staff from all over the world to come to China to help us fight the epidemic. It is really sad to hear that these people risking their lives had to go through so much pain for the betterment of the people. We hope that medical professionals from all around the world will heed their calls and help them out. Also read, doctors exhausted from treating Wuhan virus patients, sleep on hospital floors and benches. Source, Oriental Daily. Source, Twitter. Source, Oriental Daily. Source, Oriental Daily. You have reached the end of this story.